All right, you can get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show. You know, from time to time, we like to dive into our DMs and, you know, see what people are saying. Try to answer maybe some questions. This one was an interesting one.
Uh-huh.
In a nutshell, I just want to give you the headline again. His wife is pregnant. He thinks he should be able to cheat.
Okay. You want me to read it? Or you? I should probably read it. So that then I can't really.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Hey, Ben and Kelly. My wife recently found out that she's pregnant.
Yay, congratulations, sir.
For our New Year's resolution, we decided to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that she's pregnant, all bets are off. I'm not going to be telling her what to eat and not eat. The problem is, she wants me to still stick to the diet because I promised. Oh, we're talking about food.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's exactly.
Oh, seriously, my blood was boiling. I got to calm down for a hot second. Okay. I think I should be able to cheat due to unforeseen circumstances. Cheat on his diet.
Yes.
On the cheat. With the food that he chooses to eat. Okay. Uh-huh. That is different.
So his pregnant wife, now, even though they made the resolution to eat healthier,
right.
And I'm assuming they at least started doing that
right.
up until
they made a pact. Yep.
Found out that she was with child.
Now she's eating for two.
Uh-huh. And he's like, look, I don't want to sit there and go, well, you said you weren't going to eat carbs.
Right.
To your pregnant wife.
Yes. No, you can't say that. And then, but he's like, well, listen, do I need to hold myself to some healthy standard?
Yeah, because I'll tell you that the dad 15 is real too.
Sympathy pounds.
Yes.
Yes.
When, you know, you go, like, your wife wants to get something to eat.
Yes. I need pickles and ice cream. Okay, honey. I'll eat that with you.
I will eat that with you. Right, exactly. You need toast with butter at 11:30 at night? Yes, I will have some too.
I got it.
Yeah. So,
okay. Well, maybe, you know, I feel like, okay. Maybe they make a pact that after the baby is born, they recommit to their New Year's resolution. Maybe to help her get the baby weight back off. They can both commit to, all right, let's pick back up with our little healthy lifestyle. And until then, we enjoy ourselves and enjoy the pregnancy.
Brittany texts in and says, he can most definitely cheat.
Yeah.
Try to make healthy choices, but don't try to stick to a strict diet. Now, Samantha says she should still eat healthy. Well, sure. But
absolutely.
Like, you know, I mean, I think his point is if she wants...
She's not going to be counting calories like she would if she wasn't pregnant.
Right. If she wants to stray away from their strict diet,
right.
Then, you know, he's
then
not
he
he's not going
to
say.
Have to stick to it too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Oh, first of all, I'm still so relieved. I'm so relieved. I was getting hives. I was already. I was getting hives.
That's not a good look for you.
No, just from the headline, I was all fired up.
Yeah, another text from a listener. If guys have to not drink alcohol in solidarity, then they should be allowed to eat a lot in solidarity.
I think that's valid.
Yeah, that's valid. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I maybe had one beer the entire pregnancy because both pregnancies for my wife, they happened right around St. Patrick's Day. So,
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I remember, I think with both of them, She had a beer on St. Patrick's Day too, a Guinness, which, you know, back in the old country, that was
in the old country
that was encouraged.
Okay,
but yeah, I mean, all three of my daughters were both of them were born March 12th and then April, you know, 6th. So
the biggest issue that I had with our first that I didn't have with our second. Is I had gestational diabetes.
Mm.
So I could not have chocolate.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, if you've met me, I think chocolate kind of courses through my veins at some point. So I had to, my diet had to be extremely restricted. I had to eat at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
And there I could have, I think it was like fat-free, sugar-free chocolate pudding at 10 o'clock at night with a scoop of peanut butter. Like that was part of
that was your plan.
So that was extremely difficult to stick to, and then to like ask the whole family, don't eat.
Don't eat chocolate.
Don't eat the ho-hos yeah, in front of me.
Sure.
You know, and the chocolate chip cookies. Oh, gosh.
All right, so yeah, we're saying, yeah, you know, I like the suggestion of Brittany, who said, hey, you know what? Make healthy choices when you can, but don't try to stick to any sort of diet, and then maybe
recommit
what you suggested.
Yes. Once the baby's here and she wants to try to get back to normal, then you guys can make another pact.
There you go.
And start on the wellness journey then.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations on your baby-to-be. And yes, this will be the one time in our lives when you'll hear this come out of Kelly's mouth.
Yes, you can cheat.
There you go. It's 99.7 DJX.